Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlocks big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book, A Whole New Mind, Why Right-Brainers Will Rule the Future. In today's society, jobs like lawyer, doctor, and accountant are highly sought after. These jobs require professionals to have a higher ability to study, analyze, and think logically. However, as society moves from the information age to the conceptual age, which is based on creative thinking, the positions that were previously admired seem to be losing their aura. The information age considers the economy and technology to be the driving forces of development. And so, society considers the rational left brain more important and emphasizes its analytical reasoning and logical thinking abilities. But as society enters a new age, it has begun to require more creative and meaningful thinking skills. Relying on the left brain alone is no longer enough to meet the needs of development. Therefore, we need to learn to develop and improve our six essential right brain abilities: design, story, symphony, empathy, play, and meaning. By doing this, we can cultivate a whole new mind. A whole new mind is a window for us to catch sight of the conceptual age and a new mind. Author Daniel H. Pink is a futurist who has been praised by Fortune as the wisest thinker. He has frequently given speeches about topics related to economic transformation at various major companies, universities, and associations around the world. His works Drive, A Whole New Mind, and Free Agent Nation have revolutionized business thinking. A whole new mind has even been described as a miracle by famous management guru Tom Peters, who has praised Daniel H. Pink as the Copernicus for the brave new age. Next, we are going to thoroughly summarize the main content of A Whole New Mind in three parts. Part 1. Why should we use a whole new mind? Part 2. Three essential high concept abilities. Part 3. Three essential high touch abilities. Part 1. Why should we use a whole new mind? In the 1970s, when Pink was growing up, middle-class Americans preferred to choose jobs such as lawyers, doctors, and accountants. They were good at left-brain thinking and were often skillful in logical analysis and sequential reasoning. They were also good at tests and putting all their knowledge into practice when working. They were called knowledge workers, and they promoted the quick development of society and the economy. Thanks to the hard work of the knowledge workers, people's material lives became remarkably richer. A wide range of products could now be found in shops. However, there was the problem of too much choice, and people slowly became unsatisfied with merely practical products. Instead, they began to pay attention to the unique design, spirituality, and emotional resonance of products. For example, when buying clothes, people's expectations were no longer that the clothes should just keep them warm and cover their bodies. They now began to pursue the beauty, uniqueness, brand, and various other abstract values of clothes. People also began to pay attention to their inner happiness and satisfaction and began to value purpose and meaning. For example, yoga became an activity to cultivate one's mind and body. It gradually spread from India and became a new trend. Another example is candles. Originally, they were a tool to produce light, but they didn't disappear after light bulbs became common. Instead, candles became popular as a way to create atmosphere. You could say that people slowly became unsatisfied with the achievements of left-brain thinkers and began to focus on spiritual enjoyment and enrichment. This encouraged knowledge workers to develop their right brain and to cultivate a whole new mind. At the same time, lots of knowledge workers themselves were encountering some problems as a global wave of outsourcing began to emerge. Out of cost considerations and the catalyst of web technology, many companies began to outsource their left-brained work. This made left-brain work no longer a secure job. Looking at the world, the majority of Boeing's aerospace engineering is done in Russia. The Californian design company's preliminary plans are drawn up by Hungarian architects, and many Chinese designers are working for the Dutch company Philips. But there was more to it than that. Another catalyst was growing even faster: artificial intelligence. At the Future of Go Summit in Wuhan, China in May 2017, AlphaGo, an artificial intelligence robot developed by Google's DeepMind, played against world number one Go champion Ko Jie. AlphaGo won the match with a score of 3-0. From this point on, the Go community accepted that AlphaGo's ability had already exceeded that of the best human professional Go player. In this typical left-brain activity of Go, AlphaGo was clearly superior. It performed calculations quicker and more efficient. Moreover, it couldn't get tired, stressed, or annoyed. Although Kujia has lots of experience and is highly skilled at Go, he still couldn't beat the artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence overtaking human brains is not only unique to the Go case. In the 21st century, new technology is wiping out many common left-brain jobs. For example, a software developed by a UK company Applegenix can complete a day's worth of code writing for programmers in less than a second. There is also a computer that can rapidly diagnose a patient's condition and decide a treatment plan. Contracts that once required thousands of dollars in lawyer fees to draw up can now be done online for only a dozen dollars. So, ask yourself, do the products and services you offer meet people's non-material desires? Is your work immune to being outsourced? Do your skills and efficiency exceed that of a computer? If the answer is no, then you need to be careful. But don't be afraid. Take charge and develop a whole new mind by focusing on the two right brain thinking abilities, high concept and high touch abilities. These two mindsets will be your weapon in overcoming difficulties and gaining a foothold in the future. High concept involves abilities, such as creating things with artistic and emotional value, including writing brilliant stories and being able to make connections and analogies. Whereas high touch involves abilities such as understanding others, being happy, spreading this happiness, and pursuing meaning. High concept and high touch abilities have gradually made their way from the edges of our lives to the center. High concept abilities have brought about changes to the nature and type of jobs that are popular. Let's consider the position of a lawyer. Today, basic legal terms can be found online, so what do lawyers do? To keep their jobs, lawyers must listen intently to their clients' troubles and be more understanding of their demands. They must put more emotion into their work in order to win their clients' trust. Many people who have chosen to become a lawyer for the sake of high salary and prestige start to pay attention to new career possibilities, dabbling in areas of art, entertainment, and design. High-touch abilities have brought about changes to the necessary skills needed for jobs. In many fields, the influence of one's emotional intelligence has already exceeded that of one's IQ. Traits like empathy and consideration have slowly become essential skills for many job positions. In line with this trend, high-touch job positions have also rapidly increased. For example, due to the nature of its profession, consulting work has attracted more and more attention, and the number of consulting positions has also greatly increased. That concludes the first part of our bookie. In this part, we talked about how society and the economy developed quickly, thanks to stimulation from knowledge workers, and how material abundance led people to pursue spiritual satisfaction. At the same time, the rise of global outsourcing and the development of artificial intelligence motivated knowledge workers to begin to cultivate a whole new mind. And so, reshaping the high concept and high touch abilities of the right brain has become an urgent matter. So, how do we do that specifically? Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.